The state's attorney in Sanford, Florida, will not seek a grand jury in the Trayvon Martin case. And what does this mean? I have a former prosecutor, now Virginia delegate, joining us on the show to tell us exactly what it means. Delegate Joe Morrissey, good morning.
Good morning, Clovia. You know, it's really interesting. Predictions are coming in from both sides, and here are the facts. The Trayvon Martin case is not a local or even state case now. It's international. It's got all this exposure. The world is looking, and normally when you have this much focus on a case, a prosecutor will say, you know, I'm just going to put all the evidence in front of a grand jury and let those grand jurors decide whether to indict and on which charge to indict. And a lot of people think that, let everything come out in the open. She's going to make the decision herself, and I think whatever she does, she's going to be criticized. If she, can you imagine, Clovia, if she doesn't indict, people will be screaming, why not? Why didn't you let the grand jurors decide? And so I think it's the wrong decision, and she hasn't shown her hand what she's going to do, but I think in this type of huge case, you've got to put all the evidence before a grand jury, and I think it's a wrong decision.
All right. Delegate Joe Morrissey, thank you so much for weighing in on the Trayvon Martin case.
You're welcome.